For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A ceremonial swearing-in has been held in the East Room at the White House for new U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He says that despite the contentious confirmation process, he's dedicated to the highest ideals.
My goal is to be a great justice for all Americans and for all of America. I will work very hard to achieve that goal. I was not appointed to serve one party or one interest, but to serve one nation.
The president said that Kavanaugh and his family were forced to endure what he called a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. Mr. Trump said his appointee was proven innocent. Kavanaugh insists he ascends to the bench with no bitterness. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Investigations continue into a deadly vehicle crash in upstate New York that left 20 people dead. Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board says the agency will take a close look at the stretch limo.
We are interested in the mechanical condition of the vehicle, inspections of the vehicle subsystems, braking, steering, suspension systems, tires, making sure the right size tires are on there, the age of the tires. We're looking for any possible corrosion that may have existed in the vehicle, as well as any vehicle body and frame integrity.
Hurricane warnings have been posted from the Alabama border to the Suwannee River in Florida as Hurricane Michael bears down. Governor Rick Scott.
The Panhandle and parts of the Big Bend will likely see winds in excess of 110 miles per hour. Again, Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you're on Facebook, you probably already know there's another hoax going around. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This latest hoax involves users being made to believe their accounts have been cloned with a message that says the cloned account has been making friend requests. The user is then told to forward the message to all of their friends. Well, the chain reaction that's caused has led to hundreds of thousands of people receiving the pointless messages. While there have been instances of cloned accounts looking to pilfer personal info, the social network says that's not currently a major problem on the site. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investigative journalists said they had uncovered the identity of the second Russian man accused of poisoning former Moscow spy Sergei Skripal. The suspect, previously known as Alexander Petrov, is actually Dr. Alexander Yevgenievich Mishkin, a trained military doctor that's employed as an undercover officer for the Russian military intelligence. Last month, they identified the first suspect, originally identified as the name Ruslan Borsharov, but his name is actually Antonoli Chapiga. British authorities charged Borsharov and Petrov with the March poisoning of Skripal and his daughter, in which they were attacked with a nerve agent, Novichok. Officials say the substance was spread on the doorknob of their Salisbury home. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.